Thank you for joining with me today for this half hour of contemplation and meditation. We will start out contemplating A Course in Miracles workbook lesson 78, and following that we will sink deeply into our hearts. Lesson 78. Let miracles replace all grievances. Perhaps it is not yet quite clear to you that each decision that you make is one between a grievance and a miracle. Each decision that you make is one between a grievance and a miracle. Each grievance stands like a dark shield of hate before the miracle it would conceal. And as you raise the dark shield up before your eyes, you will not see the miracle beyond. Yet all the while it waits for you in light. But you behold your grievances instead. Today, we go beyond the grievances to look upon the miracle instead. We will reverse the way you see by not allowing sight to stop before it sees. We will not wait behind the shield of hate, but lay it down and gently lift our eyes in silence to behold the Son of God. Jesus asks us to select one person that we have used as target for our grievances. And he asks that we lay the grievances aside and look at him. Someone perhaps you fear and even hate. Someone you think you love who angered you. Someone you call a friend but whom you see as difficult at times, or hard to please, or demanding, or irritating, or simply untrue to the ideal he should accept as his, according to the rules you set for him. Jesus asks us to bring this person to mind and ask in prayer, "Let me behold my Savior in this one you have appointed as the one for me to ask, to lead me to the holy light in which he stands, that I may join with him." Let me behold my Savior in this one I have picked out, whom God has appointed as the one for me to ask. He's been appointed for me to ask, and Jesus is asking me to ask. He's asking me to ask this one who has been appointed to lead me to the holy light, in the place where this appointed one already stands, that I may join with him. Let miracles replace all grievances. I had talked about in recent lessons about the roles that I assign to people and objects, and that as I consciously let go of those roles, it helps me to not form grievances. But what I was missing that he is pointing out here is that I not only want to drop all the roles that I have assigned to people and things, which created the laws that they have to follow in order for me to be happy, where I thought my salvation came from. But not only do I have to drop those roles that I've assigned to them, but Jesus is saying here, let me behold my Savior in this one, that I need to assign the role of Savior, and that is the only role I can assign to anyone in truth. And as I read this prayer that he asks us to say, and when I pick a person who I am now asking to behold as my Savior, I did get a twinge of I don't want to ask them. I felt that I was more than or better than or higher than this one I'm being asked to ask to lead me. And I see that I can use that as a red flag, that whenever I start to feel that I am better than or less than another person, that I am in the makings of a grievance. I'm in the process of believing a non-truth. And if I can recognize that, be aware of that, then I can stop right there, right then, and say this prayer. Let me behold my Savior in this one you have appointed, as the one in which I should ask to lead me to the holy light in which he already stands, that I may join with him. This Holy One, this brother, my Savior, he stands already in the light. It's as if this work has already been done. He stands in the light, already accomplished. All of this has already been accomplished and done. And so I can choose to transport myself in time to the end where all of us are standing in the light, in the holy light. I can be any place I will to be in time. The catch is the will to be there. Do I will to be standing in the holy light with my saviors? Holy Spirit, higher self, inner guide, help me today to be aware. When I have assigned a role other than Savior to anyone I meet, help me to see the red flags when I start to feel better than or less than another, that I am assigning a role that is not true. And help me to assign the role of Savior only to each being I come upon. Help me to see each being I come upon as my Savior in the light, in the holy light of your love. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, God thanks us for these quiet times today in which we lay our images aside and look upon the miracle of love the Holy Spirit shows us in their place. The world and heaven join in thanking us for each thought of God must rejoice as we are saved and all the world with us. Thank you for joining with me and leading me into the light. Namaste.